Dylan Mulvaney claims public criticism of transgender activism is dehumanizing. By Neil Monroe on April 28, 2023. Transgender advocate Dylan Mulvaney claimed Thursday his critics dehumanize him. Yet he described the mainstream criticism of his transgender advocacy as inhuman noise. He posted his message after 3 weeks of silence amid the public uproar after Anheuser-Busch hired him to promote Bud Light beer. I've been offline for a few weeks, and a lot has been said about me. Some of which is so far from my truth that I was like hearing my name and I didn't even know who they were talking about sometimes. What I'm struggling to understand is the need to dehumanize and to be cruel. I was nervous that you, his Twitter followers, were going to start believing those things that they were saying about me since it is so loud. But I'm just going to go ahead and trust that the people who know me in my heart won't listen to that noise. But the claimed noise comes from millions of ordinary women and men who rationally object to the elite-driven transgender ideology that he is supporting in cooperation with numerous companies, such as the Maybelline cosmetics firm. Mulvaney's transgender ideology says governments should forcefully suppress the civic and legal recognition of the two different and complementary differences between the two sexes. The regressive goal creates new dangers for Americans' physical health, youthful development, mental health, sciences, and satisfaction in life. It also seeks to destroy the many single-sex institutions and activities, such as sports, bathrooms, and clubs, that help men and women, gays and lesbians, and young girls and teenagers, simultaneously compete and cooperate in a chaotic democracy. This ideology also restricts people's freedom and creates much civic confusion by claiming that people's sex is determined by their so-called gender identity. This claim pressures girls who engage in male-typical activities to declare themselves as transgender men. The ideology that Mulvaney has pushed also pressures effeminate teenagers and men to declare themselves women. Mulvaney, for example, is an effeminate former gay man who chose to identify himself as a woman regardless of his genetics and genitalia. I'm a theater person and I'm camp, but this is just my personality and it always has been, he said Thursday. Multiple European governments have moved to curb the ideology during the last few years as young people have come forward to show the pain and damage caused by the cult-like social pressure of transgenderism. Transgenderism is very unpopular according to many polls. For example, a Rasmussen poll of 1,041 adults released on April 18 showed that 54% of Americans support a Bud Light boycott following the Brewers' decision to hire a transgender spokesman. The boycott backers include 53% of men, 57% of white respondents, 66% of Republicans, and 57% of people under age 40, the poll reported. Since the boycott began, sales of Bud Light beer have dropped a staggering 17%. This transgender ideology is also being opposed by a growing share of the GOP.